And
I'm just thinking now, maybe he did what he did on purpose.
Do you think?
It was all on purpose.
I don't think it was on purpose.
To make everybody feel better about what they were going to do.
I think he was too visibly upset. But what it made me feel was that anything we do is okay.
Maybe he's a good actor.
He probably is a good actor.
I think so.
I mean, I don't know the way he switches between Poodle McNoodle and his real voice.
Seamless.
But I don't know if he does that at Friday at Fatty's.
He was in Forrest Gump, after all. He is an actor.
That's true.
An actor.
He's only an actor.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
But I don't know if he does that at Friday at Fatty's.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat Runner. This is episode 3568 of the BFO 44, right? The 8th of October, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm back in the villa, and we got stories to tell. Big Fatty, can you tell them? Forgetful Big Fatty, you forgot about the Friday happy music. I did indeed. And y'all, by the way, we have got a peanut gallery tonight. Big Fatty, are they chocolate covered? No, but one of them has some chocolate covered DNA. But anyway, y'all, I am here in the studio with the Nip. Say hey, Nip.
Hey, Nip.
And I'm here with young Nicholas. Say hi, young Nicholas.
Hi, young Nicholas.
Aw. And y'all, recording very late. And y'all, we got stories to tell. But before we do that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
This weekend, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birthday. Y'all, if you hear young Nicholas and the Nip in the background, it's because the Nip after breakfast on Thursday morning, y'all, he had to run back to the room and change his underpants because he's a little tacky. Was a little sticky, I felt like I was at Talladega. There were racing stripes everywhere. Big Fatty! But anyway, y'all, this weekend we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is today. Y'all never met this person, but one of these days I'm gonna. No, I have met this person at the first year of Pride 48, and then he got smart and didn't come anymore. But y'all, he is the better half of that Casey Endeavor. Big Fatty, I saw he had a big truck. That must mean that he's got a tiny... Oh, no, he doesn't have... He has an... Never mind. But anyway, y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Man. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mr. Man, and he must love... Never mind. And y'all, then on Saturday... On Saturday, and he was just another husband. Y'all, I've never met this person. But one of these days I may. Y'all used to live down there in the Hatlanta. Met his other half many times at the Pride 48. And y'all at the Podcasters of America dinner at the Colonnade in Hatlanta. Y'all, it is the husband of the one and only Robo. I'm talking about Alan. Big Fatty, we love Alan. Even though we've never met him, it's true. But y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, he is the founder of the... Now, wait a minute, what's it called? It'll come to me in a minute. But y'all, he does that matinee mucus with the old stink pot. Stop it! And y'all, y'all, I'm talking about DJ Stossage. Yes, we met a DJ Stossage. So y'all, if you see Mr. Man or Alan or DJ Stossage, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope they get y'all there behind me.
Big old pizza.
Big old pizza. Yay! Yes, Big Betty.
Asking you to call.
Yeah, I see y'all are the nips still talking. But that's okay. Y'all, last time we spoke to you, we were in Kansas City. No, we weren't. We were in Oklahoma City. So, anyway, y'all, speaking of the Kansas City, Plan 9, that's Greg out there in the Plan 9. Y'all, he said, oh, Big Betty, I just love to hear your travel logs. It's just lovely. Big Betty, do you sound like that? Everybody sounds like that when they're talking to me. Oh, yes, Big Betty. But anyway, we got up and we left Oklahoma City. I told you about the T-Bone Steak because that was the title of the last little show. Yo, by the way, I was made aware that the Wednesday little show did not post to the iTunes properly. Y'all had some issues uploading it, but I finally got it done, but it was fucked up. So I went back and I reposted it, and I think it posted okay. Did you finally get the Wednesday little show? Okay, great. Oh, but it did post properly on the www. But the Thursday little show posted without a problem. Oh. Okay, y'all, they're examining each other's bowel movements or something. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, we left Oklahoma City. I'm trying to think. Did we see something in Oklahoma City when we left? No. Okay, and y'all, we had a long day. It was a long day. Long day, dear Gussie. In a drive, y'all, is exhausting. I was just exhausted. I had to ride by you. y'all, anyway, y'all, I had made a prediction. I had made a prediction that the gasoline would get cheaper as we moved towards the Tejas, and y'all, it did. And anyway, we drove and we drove and we drove. Y'all, we went through that Arkansas, and y'all, we stopped somewhere, and the people they just looked. Well, okay, the nip says inbred. But anyway...
you stopped by Tawny Town.
No, we didn't go to Tawny Town because it's in the northern portion of the state. Now, I've heard you need to stay away from there. anyway, I hear that if you walk the wrong direction in the park, you make people mad as a snake. But anyway, we drove through the Arkansas and... we stayed in Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all, it's right over. It's right over the Mississippi. Y'all, we went over the Mississippi. You know, Big Fatty chased Forrest Gump over the Mississippi River. Then we stayed. Y'all, you know, we didn't talk about this. Memphis, known for its barbecue. Oh yes, one of the barbecue capitals of the world. Y'all, we got to the motel, and I mentioned that the nip was having anxiety about everybody wanted to break into the car. Everybody, everywhere we went, wanted to break into the car. Well, y'all, we got our parking space, and the Nip decided that he didn't want to move the car because that was the good parking space. So y'all, instead of having the world-renowned Memphis barbecue, we went to the Cracker Barrel again. And y'all, it was the worst experience ever. It was the worst experience. Y'all, we were seated. And y'all, it took, well, first of all, it took 10 minutes for them to come and talk to us.
The reason we went there is because we could walk.
Well, we walked to it because, you know, we walk. You can speak louder. You don't have to whisper to me. Anyway, so y'all, and then we ordered, the Nip got the hamburger steak, and Big Fatty got the big meat solid, and y'all, we waited, and we waited, and we waited, and the girl came by several times. She says, I don't know what's wrong with the chef, but I'm so sorry. This is making me uncomfortable. It's taking so long. And y'all, 20 minutes later, she finally brought the food. And, of course, they had forgotten the grilled onions that the Nip had wanted. And but y'all, I was ready to get up and walk out. I was mad as a snake. I was going to walk out and tell them to shove their chef salad. But it didn't because it looked good. And y'all, I needed a solid. Quite frankly, I'm going to have to take the Miralax for right day morning. Just to readjust. Just to get back on regular schedule. But anyway... So y'all, we had a wonderful, wonderful culinary experience in Memphis, and y'all. By the way, the gift shop is exactly the same in Memphis as it was in all those other damn places. But y'all, then we left Memphis, drove through, and by the way, we did not go to that. Elvis Pretzel's house. What is it called? It's Disgraceland. And y'all, I feel like I've told that before.
You did.
Did I? Okay. Well, anyway, have I already told about Memphis? I have.
Did he? When? Yeah. How did he tell us that?
We didn't record.
Did
we?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Well, then it was out of order.
Okay, y'all, we're out of order. We're all confused. And young Nicholas is just sitting over here humming downtown. But anyway, all right, so forget everything I just said. And y'all, we drove through. We left Memphis, y'all. We thought we were on the wrong road. We almost turned around, and y'all, it was confusing. It was just confusing, y'all. We never saw "Welcome to Mississippi" sign. And y'all, Siri is listening to me. Turn that off. So, what was I saying? Stop it! Turn that off. But we drove through Mississippi. Didn't see Jeremiah. Jeremiah, if you're out there, give us a call. Y'all, check the gas. The gas was not particularly cheap in Mississippi. We passed through the Birmingham, you know, Dr. P and that giraffe are both down there in the Birmingham. Y'all, it was lovely day.
Rodan lives in Birmingham now.
Huh?
Rodan lives there.
Yeah, I just said that, the giraffe. What was I saying? And y'all, evidently, after we left the town, the rain came down and y'all, they had flash floods. Flash floods! And y'all, then we got to Hatlanta, and the Nip and I had dinner with my brother, the Nip's got all these gay flags and everything all over his car. Y'all, it's like we're in the gay pride parade. And y'all, so I was like, okay, we don't need the brother to see all this. So y'all, we were trying to outrun him to the restaurant. And but before we did that, y'all, I decided, you know, that in the Hatlanta, the good Bank of America's what are those called? Machines, ATM machine where you get the cash money. Y'all, they will dispense the $100 bills. So we pulled up. I told the Nip, get me $1,000 in $100 bills. And he put the card in, and out came 50 20s. And I was not happy. I was not happy. So, y'all, we left that machine and we drove around to the other side of the bank. And I walked up to another ATM machine. And I, what am I trying to say? Y'all, and I redeposited the $50, $20 bills because I didn't need $50, $20 bills. So, anyway, after supper, we came back to the motel. And the nip, y'all, he was back in the juice. He was back in the juice. And I don't remember what happened then. Oh, yes. Y'all, the nip sends me a text. Do you have a refrigerator in your room? I said, yes. He goes, I don't have one. And I said, okay. He says, I'm going to call down to the desk. And demand a refrigerator. But he had gone and iced down his red wine because, y'all, he's weird like that. So he says, I want to come see your refrigerator. So, y'all, he comes over to my room. And I said, there's the refrigerator and the little microwave and the Keurig and all. He goes, I don't have that. I said, well, let's go to your room and look. And I walked in his room and we're looking around, and he goes, I hear a refrigerator. And y'all, and the door to the bathroom opens up, and the door was open. I said, well, let's close this door here. Oh, look, there's the refrigerator. There's the refrigerator and the microwave and the Keurig. And he says, you don't know how close I was to calling down to the desk. Which I just wish he had.
Not me laughing.
No, that's Nicholas. Y'all, it's all of y'all laughing too. Y'all, batshit crazy. Absolutely batshit crazy. And y'all then anyway, we recovered from all that and we got up on Thursday morning, headed back to Fat Acres, but y'all, believe it or not, we had to make one more stop. I'll give you one guess where we had to stop. That's right. We went to the Cracker Barrel. We went to the Cracker Barrel in Charleston because Thursday is the turkey and dressing special, and the nip had to have that. Had to have it. Y'all, I had another one of those big meat salads. And y'all, the turkey and dressing special. Y'all, the nip's watching his sugar, because he's got working on the sugar by DT. So y'all, he's cutting back. So with his turkey, he had dressing, and he had sweet potatoes, and he had two cornbreads, and he had a side of dumplings. So that's not gonna make anything spike. But anyway, y'all, and to just make it better, he got a to-go turkey and dressing meal. He thought he might want to have that as a little snicker snack on Thursday afternoon.
I'm fucking huge.
And there's more to talk about, but y'all, quite frankly, I'm spent. Y'all, I can't wait to crawl into my own love chamber by myself. Gonna be by myself. What?
I am not fat. Oh! I'm just saying, I'm not fat.
Y'all, his shirts have been a little snug. But anyway, he says he's not fat. We're gonna get him one of those funhouse mirrors that make fat people look thin. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's Columbus Day. And we're not supposed to celebrate that anymore. So Columbus Day on Monday, don't celebrate it. And y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the enormous boys. Yes, Big Betty, Mr. Man's going to get to ride the big truck. Is that right, Casey?
But I don't know if he does that at Friday at Fatty's.
Oh, we're not doing Friday at Fatty's this week. Big Fatty's just, y'all, I got to have some alone time. PTSD is a no.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.